Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzette, joining you again today with my husband, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
We are continuing our talk about our healing journeys and how we have been studying healing and learning and all of the results, the good results that we have been having and passing them on to our students and our children. And we believe that we're all called to walk in victory of healing and all the things that God has provided for us by Jesus' death on the cross, that you can learn about through not only reading the Bible but through other people's experiences. And we were talking last week about this, so you can visit hisability.com and listen to the first part of this that was aired on January 11th,
I believe so.
and that would be last week. So, we're going to continue because we didn't get a chance to actually start listing all the victories that we have experienced. Again, I'm in a wheelchair and or have been for 23 years. I'm waiting for my healing. Not just waiting anymore. I'm pursuing it. I'm learning. I'm tired of watching people and my surroundings, my loved ones, suffer with things that Jesus died and paid to free us from, not only physical healings but other curses that have
Financial curses and
financial things that keep nagging at your life
sure.
you can't get out from under.
Sure. We're not talking about name it and claim it here. We're not talking about speaking, I'm going to hit the lottery. We're talking about the things that Jesus provided for us, the things that are in the Gospels, that he's given us victory over sickness. He's given us victory over the law.
Victory
Or
over sin and the consequences of sin.
absolutely.
You can find that in Deuteronomy 28. It clearly lists what are blessings and what are curses. And when you start reading those, you go, well, I've been blessed in this area of my life. I've got a lot, myself, I have five children. Praise God. I believed for that. I didn't have any problem believing and receiving that, even though I was disabled, that I would be able to bear children. And that's what I received that.
You
Whatever
believe
you
for it.
are, I was, I just, it just came naturally to me, but the things that you fear can come upon you. So we want to clear up some things and just continue talking about how God wants you well. We're not only believing that, but we're pursuing teachings along those lines and finding out that there are people experiencing greater things than we've been aware of. Jesus said we would do even greater things than he has done. We are believing that he wanted not only, he taught his disciples to do what he was doing, and he wants all of us doing those
That's
things.
right. Before we even worry about the greater things, let's worry
Right.
about doing the things that
Let's
he
start doing
did.
what he did.
Yeah, let's, see blind eyes open and deaf ears open
And that's
the
happening in
lame
the
walk.
Andrew Womack Ministries.
Right.
And we direct you to his website to learn about that. That's awmi.net. He's a ministry that we are following and interested in what he's learned, and that's just taking us to a new level, and we're passing that on. Again, we were talking last week about my first victory in healing was the allergies that I used to get. That was hay fever. They would attack me every twice a year. Mark, I know you used to deal with some sicknesses that plagued you three times a year.
Yeah, 2-3 times a year, I'd get just this really nasty infection, head cold,
And you
in the
expected
lungs.
it.
Yeah, it was kind of a common thing to say, well, I guess it's that time, and I could never kick it myself. I needed antibiotics and all that, and for 2-3 years now, God has blessed me with enough belief and confidence that I don't have to go through that anymore. And on occasion, when I do get sick, it only lasts me a day, maybe 2 days at the most. It's not the week-long or 10-day-long thing that it used to be. It used to just totally take me over.
But the difference is that you're not receiving it anymore. You're not agreeing with it. We've found that you start to notice that people that get sick, they talk sick. They act
Right.
sick.
Oh, I
Oh,
don't
here
feel
comes.
good.
I just want to let you know I'm getting sick.
Yep.
And that's how you receive sickness. You come into agreement with it, and everybody does it. That is getting sick. Kind of a passive way of dealing with, I just want to be compliant with whatever God wants. And when you discover that God does not it's not his will for you to be sick, then you resist the devil and he will flee.
Right. It says that in James.
It says submit, all over the place. Right. When you start looking for
submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. If God is responsible for my sickness, then I shouldn't be able to resist it. But God's word says, resist the devil and he will flee. So then we have to consider that sickness is of the devil. Sickness is not God's plan for me. Think of it this way. The demonic attack on your body is like an intruder in your home. Would you allow some 15-year-old kid to just bust into your home while you're sitting on your couch or having dinner or spending time with your family? Would you allow him to just walk in your house and take whatever he wants and just, you'd be all over him, right? You'd be, get out of my house. You're not allowed to be here. You're an intruder. That's how you need to be with sickness. Oh, no, you're not. Well, I'm not allowing you in me. You need to take a stand against it. Mm-hmm. And the first few times you do it, you're going to be met with a lot of resistance because the devil is used to just inflicting all this stuff on you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the resistance stop you. Don't say, oh, well, it didn't work. I still got sick. You
have to
fight it anyway.
You have to believe in God's word, feed yourself God's word, and realize that, you know, just because something happens doesn't mean God wanted it to happen. He wants everyone saved. But not everyone
no, Jesus said,
to
wide
salvation.
Is the path that leads to destruction. So God's will is not being fulfilled there. God wants all to come to repentance.
Just like salvation, you believe and receive, ask for God to come into your life and forgive your sins, and you are saved. There's no question about it. It's not, does he want me saved? I'm not sure.
Maybe it's
is
not
it
for
your
me.
Will?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
Maybe he wants, you know, he doesn't want me saved.
It's the
I'm
same
not
thing. Sickness and
sickness
healing.
Sickness and healing are the same thing. We know it's God's will. If you read the scriptures that way, that he's died for your sins and sicknesses. And you can look that up in Isaiah 53. It's in 2 Timothy. No, what is it?
I don't know.
You can't remember now.
Not while I'm on the air. Yeah. I'm nervous. Well, let's look at our list. How many of our kids have been healed?
Okay, let's go down the list. We have shorter colds and...
Yeah, getting victory over colds and sickness. How about the warts? That's an interesting
warts.
One.
We've had several kids that had warts. I know Christy, my daughter... we had
some of our students from our class. Yeah.
I had several, Jeremy and just different Alyssa and then one of our students from our class had his feet covered in warts, and then he discovered that, hey, I don't have to just keep having this problem. When we told him that somebody else had victory over that particular thing, it quickened his faith.
It built his faith.
And he believed that maybe this could happen for him. And he said, man, I've been... he would, you know, want to wear shoes instead of sandals or bare feet all the time. So, it, you know, things...
To
when
hide
Satan's
them.
Got into your life, he wants to control you and limit you, and you start not being able to do things. That's how you
right.
know that you...
Well, it's embarrassing. You don't want people to see your warts.
Well, this is how things, you know, affect sure. you. You're not free anymore, you know.
So he prayed... The warts went away, got anointed in oil. One of our kids actually used, what is it, the Compound W and all that stuff, and it didn't work. We tried freezing the warts off.
Went
that
to the
didn't
doctor,
work. Yep.
And that, there was...
And what was the... Any. And what finally did it?
Well, with each of them, they kind of asked each other, what did you do? And, you know, one of them said that she blessed her medicine.
It, I blessed this
used
to
some
work.
Medicine, and it worked, you know, rather than not working all the other times. Somebody else just, you know, rebuked it and said, be gone,
die.
Jesus,
yeah,
and
get off of me.
And I said, how did you feel when you did that? And, you know, what was the difference? He said, I just believed. I just felt the, you know, the belief that this was, you know, kind of got angry at it.
My words were going to do it. Yeah.
That's definitely a sign of faith.
And you know, most of us, we can believe for 5 or 10 seconds. We can look at it and go, I just believe you're not there. But after 10, 15 seconds, a minute, then we start struggling. Well, you have to have the faith to say, you know what? I don't care what my body is saying to me. I'm looking at this wart and it's dead. It's drying up right now in the name of Jesus.
And just like the fig tree, you don't expect
right.
that thing to just dry up in front of your eyes and fall off. You just rebuke it. You be gone in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, there's many ways to pray over something. And then you let go of it and
right. Thank the Lord for the power.
Expect to see maybe the next day some
right.
improvement. You
that's
know?
Right. That's
and,
what's happening.
That's what we're doing.
I think that's what helped our student who had the warts on his feet. That the idea that just because I pray for him and they didn't go away right that second doesn't mean it didn't work.
Right.
It's still working. It's just going to take a little time to manifest. And I think that really helped.
Mm-hmm.
Really helped him get through. What else do we have on our list here?
Well, we had your knee pain.
Oh, yeah. I woke up one morning and I was heading for the bathroom and I almost fell over because I couldn't put weight on my knee. And right away I started getting fed thoughts, you know, what did I do yesterday? How did I injure myself? I don't remember hurting. And then I realized this is not real. This is an attack. And so I just put my hand on my knee. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. You can't be hurting. There's no reason for you to be hurting. So, and I took a couple steps and it still hurt. And I said, well, I don't care what my body says. I know that I just prayed over it and it's healed. And I just commanded this knee to work at the way that Jesus created it to work perfectly. And after a couple more steps, it started to feel better. And I said, amen, God is healing my knee. And by the time I made it out of the bathroom, it was like it was not hurting at all. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just some demonic attack or...
And we've learned how to do this through many ministries, including the Andrew Womack Ministry, which you can look up that series under awmi.net, under the God Wants You Well series, where you're going to hear some things that we, we're talking about some things that may sound different to you, that they should sound different. Nobody's preaching this way. It's really hard to find... people that agree with you about this. It's different. It's kind of radical. It's different now. It wasn't different when Jesus was preaching it and teaching his disciples to do this. It wasn't just Jesus' disciples. He wants all of us to be doing
right,
this.
Right.
And learning how to do this, changing, renewing your mind and is a process, but you got to feed yourself the truth.
Right. One of the things that we've said is that, you know, we want to walk in the power of the Apostle Paul and the power of Peter and the power that Jesus paid for and delivered to us. We mm-hmm. want to walk in that power. How do we do it? We have to believe. We have to believe that we have that power, that it's in us. The scripture says that the power of that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in me if you're born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the power that Jesus used to do things. And we have that in us. We just have to get rid of our unbelief.
And it is happening today. People ask, well, why aren't people being raised from the dead today? Well, they are. You're just not hearing it on the news.
No, I don't think our news channels are going to tell us about that.
I mean, it doesn't even matter how much documentation you have. People don't want to believe it. You know, if right. you're not going to want to believe it, you're not going to hear about it. So Andrew Womack has actually, his own son was raised from the dead once. So you can hear about that on that
website.
Yep. And we're out of time again.
Yeah, it goes fast, doesn't it?
Okay, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Praise God.